with members of our own government being viewed by many as openly Marxist, along with Joe Biden, who has signed a massive number of executive orders that many experts consider to be socialistic in nature, are we headed for an America unrecognizable from its founding? Today's guest will explain what he believes is the direction of the United States and the rest of the world and what is coming next, right now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Skywatch Television Studios. I'm Joe Artis Horn. We have a totally loaded program today, right, Tom?
Right.
We are smack dab at the very end of what has been a series of programs on the new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. I'm going to introduce the incredible author right now. He's an expert on national security and foreign affairs whose service includes working on multinational programs for the Department of the Army at the Pentagon, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
Thank you, Joe.
Always so good to have you. Guys, if you missed last week's program and the week before, midst of this book, you've really got to go back to the archives and check them out. We've been talking about how things like socialism, Marxism, even though they're conversations that we may have never thought we'd be having in the United States in the year 2021, but not only are we having them, our children are having them. Yeah. And it turns out that some of these concepts have been pervasively persuasive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That there is a growing number of young people, especially, that really believe that socialism, Marxism, the takeover of capitalism, things like this, is the solution to what is wrong in the world. I want to hit the ground running. Last week, at the end of the program, we had gotten into some of the occultic underbelly. We had introduced a character called Karl Marx, and you were talking so eloquently about the satanic ritualism, the sheer darkness, some of these trances and visions that you were, you know, explaining. And this guy obviously was very troubled.
Yeah.
But what he was writing, putting forth with his Marxist manual for basically how to remedy all of, you know, what is wrong with mankind as the solution, was being guided at least in part by demonic entities and very, very occultish underbelly. Is that correct?
That's right. And it really began with Marx at the end of the French Revolution, which ended about 1800. Of course, he was young at that point, but he inherited from Robespierre and a number of truly radical people out of the French Revolution. He goes to London. He writes the Communist Manifesto, Das Kapital. But at the same time, people recognize, his own family recognized how evil he was. He's the apostle of evil. Marx was very satanic in his thinking, his writing, and his speech. He was a fan of Goethe's Faust and, of course, Mephistopheles, who, you know, sold his soul in that particular German play. Marx reeks of rage. He just, in his letters, in his published writings like Pale Maiden, he talks about running to death and the whole satanic rejection piece. The things that fell from Marx's pen included death and torture and executioners, mutilation, and even ruptured wombs. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy was
awful.
Yes, he was awful, and even worse. It's not just that Marx himself was a bad dude. It's that his legacy has been seen. You know, consider the case of Alexander Yakovlev, who was the former Soviet chairman Mikhail Gorbachev's chief aide.
Okay.
He was given the mission to go in and look at the Soviet archives after the fall in 1991. And so what did he find? He looked in these archives, and he characterized what he found as merciless mass terror. He described it as infernal, evil, and demonic. You know, there are a lot of Christians that have written about, you know, the torture, the anti-Christian savagery in the Soviet Union. We even see some of it in present-day China. But Marx's anti-religious views are more than just anti-religious views. It's at the core. Consider what Alexander Solzhenitsyn said in 1983. He was, of course, the Russian author and historian. Mm-hmm. He said, quote, "Within the philosophical system of Marx and Lenin, and at the heart of their psychology, hatred of God is the principal driving force." And then he continued, "Militant atheism is not merely incidental or marginal to communist policy. It is not a side effect, but the central pivot." you have to understand the direction of our country with regard to communism and Marxism is totally polar to what we believe as Christians.
Right.
And if we don't understand the threat to us as Christians, then we are going to dismiss all of what's happened over the last few months under this regime. These people ultimately will morph into something that we've seen in the history of this world, whether it's under Adolf Hitler, under National Sure. Socialism, under Lenin and Stalin, under Mao Zedong and Mm-hmm. President Xi today. These things do happen. History does repeat itself.
Absolutely, it does.
Yes.
Well,
and I would like to jump in and add something. You mentioned how Marx came out from under the end of the French Revolution and was influenced by the thoughts of Robespierre, and you know, where you had tens of thousands of people beheaded under the guillotines. Mm-hmm. But at the core of what was happening there, it was anti-Christian. It was anti-God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They were literally at war with God. Right. They, at one point, they marched to the Church of Notre Dame. They placed a nude statue of a woman on the altar inside the church, and they create a banner that declares the God of Christianity dead. That was at the core of what was happening. And historians later refer to how the French Revolution came under the influence of what they called an egregore, which is just Greek for watcher, a fallen angel. But an egregore is a particular kind of fallen entity. And I want people in America to think about this, because an egregore is attracted like a fly to fire to chaos memes, to contagious ideas like have been on the streets of America, that have been at the forefront of many of the riots and stuff that have been happening. Yeah. When you see some of the BLM and other characters out there saying, say their name, they are invoking right. the spirits of their dead ancestors to give them a kind of satanic energy in order to overcome the Christian influence that otherwise might be embellished within this country. So at its core, yeah. what we're seeing in America today has history behind it that is very much demonic. And that's not just a play on words. So what guided Marx, and the reason that these people wind up becoming so violent, they literally want to bathe in the blood of Christianity and of believers. And this is why you see the heads of those beheaded for their testimony under the altar in heaven, is because it is satanic. It is Luciferian. Yeah. Right. We will exalt our throne above yes. the throne of God. We will become more like, better than the right. Most yeah. High. So that's what is happening in America right now. It is what is behind yeah. the chaos that is both in the government and in the streets. Mm-hmm. And of course, right now, some people might say, well, since Donald Trump left, you know, it's all kind of settled down a little bit. Well, it's because they think they're on the winning side. It's right. because they think they have control of everything.
Exactly.
But their rage is the black congresswoman, Maxine Waters recently saying, you know, if the decision in this criminal case don't go the way we want it, well, then we may have to go back on the streets and beef up
Absolutely.
Our rioting and our terrorism tactics again. So there is a spirit there
yeah.
that is only pretending right now. To have backed off or to be asleep, just waiting the moment when it may have to rear its ugly head again. But meanwhile, yeah. little by little,
Absolutely.
Drip by drip, the erosion of civil Christian liberties, the erosion of your civil liberties and your rights, until finally the day will come where they will be in control of everything. And that's really the plan. So again, Tom Horn is telling you, if for no other reason, you have got to get Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis's new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, because I'm telling you, I learned so much in the portion of that book dealing with the Satanism behind the whole Marxist and cultural revolution.
If you're watching this show, though, and you're at home thinking, man, this is all historically fascinating, this guy sounds like he was a really dark individual, you know, Tom is alleging this is happening at the government level. Yeah. But really, when I just look out my window, it looks like we've been through this dance before. You know, blue team wins, then red team wins. It's a
right.
cyclical thing. Really, these guys are being sensational. What would you say, Bob, to the average, let's say, Christian at home watching this show who really isn't motivated? They're not seeing what you guys are so alarmed about. Is it denial?
Years ago, I said that Washington is clotted in a dark cloud. It's an evil cloud. I told you in the last couple of programs about my own background. Because I said that publicly, someone came up to the in an airport last year and said, I see the darkness here. It's really real. And I think only spiritually attuned Christians go to that environment and see it. I have been literally in many places around the world, and I've gone to places which I had a sense that there's evil here.
Absolutely.
That's the sort of thing that there's enough people out there, whether the Black Lives Matter or Antifa, and I've actually seen them. I've been in the middle of an Antifa crowd at an inauguration. These people dressed all in black and charging forward almost knocked me down. These people are real.
Yeah.
And they are inspired with, I would argue, what Marx was inspired with, what Tom is describing here. And so, yes, it is darkness. If you're not seeing it in your local school with critical race theory, if you're not seeing it on the national television where they're burning down a Portland or Minneapolis, if you're not seeing it in your local community when they shutter your churches, then you're blind.
Yeah.
You're blind to the reality of what's going on in our culture today.
And maybe willfully blind.
Well, some people are.
Because there could be those that just, to accept the fact that it's real might mean that you have to do something about it. And, things are cozy enough.
Joe, only 16% of the patriots during the American Revolution took up arms. The rest of them hid in the hills or they just said, well, it's somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
Well, where would we be today?
Right.
If those founders had not risked it all and gone forward. Yes, we may be coming to a time, and it's incredibly uncomfortable, a time in which we may have to resist. But Romans 13 tells me, I'm either going to obey God or I'm going to obey government. When God says through the Apostle Paul that we must gather. He didn't say unless there's a pandemic or unless there's a threat from government.
Right.
We must gather as a body of believers. We have lost our first love. We have forgotten what we've been told.
Right.
We don't, as
Absolutely.
Tom points out, we don't know God's word.
Yes.
We like our ears to be tickled, but we don't want our hearts to be converted.
Uh-huh.
And so we have to get serious.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really the one. Now, the opposite of all of this, Joe, I would add, there's a little short poem Nita and I learned when we were young Christians that we love, and it's just this, that Satan trembles when he sees the weakest Christian on their knees.
Yeah.
So there is a difference that people can make. If they watch these programs, if they read Colonel McGinnis's book, if they're motivated as a result of it to get on their knees and pray, to become preachers of the gospel, that is what can set our nation on a different course. That too has history. We've had great awakenings
Absolutely.
In the past.
Right.
In fact, when I was on Daystar recently talking about, the Great Seal of the United States and some of the founders who were members of the Freemasons, and they were part of the secret societies, and they had an occult idea for this country. And I said, it is not true to say that America was founded as a Christian nation. In point of fact, that's not true. What is true is even better than that. it is that America became a Christian nation because of the preaching of the Puritans and the Pilgrims and the stump preachers that went across, the revivalists that went across America, which ultimately overcame the occult aspirations of some of those early founders of this country. Can we get back there again? Well, I'm and Bob to some extent probably is too. We're kind of a prodigy of the 60s counterculture revolution, just young long-haired hippies that suddenly fell in love with Jesus because he had long hair too, so he's cool, right?
We lost our hair.
Yeah, well, that was never organized by men. It just became its own phenomenon, and hundreds of thousands and millions of people were born into the kingdom of God. We could be literally on the precipice of that again right now.
I posted on social media a couple of months ago, imagine an America where people hold Make America Righteous Again rallies.
Yeah.
Oh,
why would anybody be waiting on somebody else to organize that?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine what the outcome would look like if we took all of this political zeal and willingness to go out and evangelize and to stump, but we turned it into a push for a revival. I just don't see the same level of fervor and zeal taking place in both arenas. We have channeled so much into politics.
Yeah, well, Joe.
And I'd add one more thing. Bob does this in his book, where he brings it to this point at the end that's very positive when he asks the question, what can Christians do about this trajectory?
Yes. We're going to have to take a break, but we're going to continue this discussion on the other side. Don't go away.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times, reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America, explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution, provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny, demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious DC-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer, the Give Me Liberty Patriot Package. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. We're having this incredible conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis on his new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. Before we went to the break, we had just gotten into some territory having to do with Christianity. I had made the comment, you know, what if we were to pivot all of our political zeal to rallies for Jesus and what that might look like in communities. And before we close the program, I do want to circle back around and get your thoughts, Bob, on what Christians really can do with this avalanche of runaway socialism and Marxism and the taking over of our public schools and what that looks like in your view. But I do want to switch gears for a sec because we really need to spend some time on China. You talk all throughout your book about China, their involvement both in our politics here, their influence in terms of Marxism, their financial advantages. There are people now, many experts, talking about the Great Reset. We've heard the Gilberts talk a lot about the Great Reset, the idea that if we can collapse our own currency and then repackage and rebrand a brand new form of currency, a lot of people speculate this will be a digital form of currency, maybe something that goes in your hand that you wave over. Are we seeing the picture here? In all the ways that that could be abused. If you don't play by the rules established by the government, they'll just shut the chip off. They'll just shut off your access to your data coins or whatever it is that they're going to come up with. So the point is, I want to ask you kind of a two-folded question. What do you believe will happen with a Great Reset? How does that advantage China and their influence over the U.S.?
Well, China is hegemonic. It's not satisfied with just the Asia-Pacific region. It is truly seeking global dominance. And I know that that would surprise some people, but you know, even Michael Pillsbury in his book, The 100-Year Marathon, it's been around a couple of years, he said as follows, China has a long-term strategy to subvert the U.S.-led economic and political order and to replace it with a communism by 2049. President Xi has essentially said the same thing. And by 2035, they'll have a world-class military which will be on par with the U.S. military. I know that shocks some people, but that's the reality. Economically, arguably, they're already ahead of us. Cyber technology, artificial intelligence, that, you know, it just reminds me of my book, you know, Future War, where we deal with all that. You know, that is a true existential threat to us. Now, how do they use this great reset? You know, whether or not that, you know, the COVID-19 is part of it, I think it probably is. But they're using five lines of effort. They're using first, they're trying to encourage these super national organizations like the EU, but there are others that are around the world. Mm-hmm. You get all these working, you leverage them, and then you bring them together as one.
Sure.
Another one is, of course, to use their economic leverage, the Belt and Road Initiative, which touches 150 nations around the world. They've already been able to leverage a lot of governments into their fold, and they're doing that effectively. Of course, China will continue to steal and entice Western technology to its own benefit. They rob us blindly billions of dollars every year. But what a lot of people haven't studied, because it comes out of the Chinese military, is unrestricted warfare. They use this at a global level. You know, so unrestricted warfare means anything goes. At the national strategic level, and I'm a strategist and have been for a long time, that's important because they are exporting party culture and lies to the world through their propaganda mechanisms. And they have plenty of them. They issue one to every door of Congress every morning. They have television and radio programs in this country. You know, behind the veil, that are influencing what we're thinking. So they use ideological warfare against us, and very effectively. And then, of course, they appeal to man's sinful nature. Now, we saw this with Swalwell and the honey trap issue. They use briberies in colleges, universities, schools. They go after, you know, corrupt politicians. Yeah. You know, I can remember going on the Hill with Wei Jingcheng, who was a former communist anti-Chinese dissident who we gave support to because, you know, he was in jail and then he became a human rights activist and so forth. But whatever, Wei and I went to the Hill and talked to a leading Republican. And we said, you've got to do this against China. And this Republican leader said, I can't because the corporations will take back my money. I mean, it's that crass. And they understand how to manipulate people. And then, of course, they support, incite, and ally with rogue regimes around the world. Now, China is a clear and present danger. It is at war with us. Mao Zedong declared that war. President Xi has emphasized that war. And, you know, 3 years ago when I wrote Alliance of Evil, I said, there are four battlefields. Mm-hmm. All four are very, very present and alive to today. If we aren't careful, the Democratic Party, the Chinese Communists, the Satan and his demons, you know, the education establishment, the mainstream media, which is bought and sold already, and then, of course, their ground warriors, BLM and Antifa and others, working together, they're quickly changing America in a way that none of us, I would think, want it to go. And yet, China is fueling a lot of this behind the scenes. So, you know, that's important. And then I wanted to add one last thing to kind of complement what Tom said moments ago. And that is, my wife reminds me of Proverbs 10:12. A lot of people don't know what Proverbs 10:12 says. But it says, the compassion of the wicked is evil. You know, The Democratic Party talks about compassion. We need to show compassion.
Right.
Well, they showed us compassion on abortion. They showed us compassion on welfare. They show us compassion that is not compassion. It's evil.
Yeah.
And Christians have to understand where these people are coming from.
Right.
They don't have our country's best interest.
Right.
And
yeah.
if we don't stand up, we lose our country.
Absolutely.
And they're not interested in what the pesky voters want to see take place here in the United States. With just a couple of minutes, Bob, before we close the program, we've got about 4 minutes left. I want to make sure we get some time. I know that Nita wanted to ask.
I just wanted to ask, you know, in the midst of all this information, there are probably people out there that it's just really surreal and unbelievable and overwhelming.
Absolutely.
How fast all of this is happening. Mm. So what advice or where would you take us if we were to be part of that 16% and take up our guns and our spiritual guns or however you want to apply that? Where do we go with that? What do we do next?
Yeah, well, in a chapter, Nita, I address pragmatic things and then spiritual things. The pragmatic things are, I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in being able to defend yourself. Mm-hmm. Also, having provisions. You know, we went through the pandemic early on. You know, they didn't have toilet paper on the shelves.
Right.
You know, so, you know, there's some common sense to kind of putting stocks away. And then be prepared for the worst. Hope for the best and pray for the best.
Yeah.
Those are pragmatic. You know, because you don't know when you may be driving down in your local community and come across a situation that puts you in a decisive decision point in your life. Mm-hmm. You may be confronted and have to make a tough decision. My son-in-law is a policeman, and he's seen some pretty horrendous things, and he's gone to some of these riots. And so this is coming upon us. And then the second is the spiritual. I say we need to learn to live like Daniel. Daniel, of course, lived in Babylon.
Yep.
But what did he do every day? He looked to Jerusalem and he prayed. He was faithful to God throughout the entire 70 years.
Yeah.
The second thing is, as I mentioned earlier, in Romans 13, you've got to test what government says. Sometimes government tells you, like my governor in Virginia tells us some things that I totally disagree with, and so do the elders in my church, and that is don't meet. No. God told us to meet. We will meet.
Right.
Just like the pastor in Alberta, Canada. You know, I am supposed to do certain things like pay taxes. Okay. But when God tells me to do something and it's unambiguous, I'm going to do what God tells me to do. So we have to know the scriptures. And then, you know, we have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know, what would Christ do? Christ would tell people that are evil the truth. They'd tell them about salvation that's available to them, but they would not compromise. And unfortunately, in this culture, we compromise. And even the church is just as bad in compromising the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, these are tough times, and it's not going to get any easier. I think it will get harder as we go forward.
Joe, I would just say this is the book of the year. We're out of time. The most timely, because this addresses exactly what is happening within our culture today, what the dangers are, the dangers to the future of the country, to our way of life, but also gives you the answer. So it's not just howling at the moon. It's giving you the practical stuff that actually will work and that believers can wrap their minds around and be part of, leading into, hopefully, a great awakening.
Bob, I just want to take a moment from the bottom of my heart and thank you for not only your decades and decades of service to the country, but also your faith and your bravery and your willingness to stand in what I'm assuming is a very dark, lonely tomb and shout from the rafters to anybody that will listen the truth. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Amen.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. The book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, the author, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Thanks again for being with us over the last few weeks. For everybody in studio and for everybody on panel, I'm Joe Artis Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ.
Right.
Yes.
We'll be back.